Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited savior of humanity. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So we are pretty much, I believe, almost at the end of this dialogue that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has with an individual by the name of Ishaq ibn Yaqub. And of course, we find that in this conversation with Ishaq ibn Yaqub, when Imam al-Mahdi speaks about the cause of the occultation and the benefits of occultation, and I mean various small points about the occultation of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, His Eminence says that I am the security for the people on the face of the earth, just as the stars are security for the inhabitants of the heavens. Now, a very beautiful statement here by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, in this dialogue that he has with Ishaq ibn Yaqub. Now, the second part of the statement, which is that the stars are a security for the inhabitants of the heavens, I'm not too sure what exactly that means. And I don't think that it is proper to assume or conjecture what exactly that means. It is a profound statement. But what we do understand is that the first part of the statement in this dialogue is that it is Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, who is the security for the people on the face of the earth. Now, this is something that is very evident. It is the 12th divinely appointed Imam, of course, this proof of Allah, the evidence of Allah, the Hujjatullah fil Ardh, and also the Khalifatullah fil Ardh, the Khalifa upon the earth, and the evidence of Allah upon the earth. It is because of His Eminence that life and existence is continuing. As we know, when we look into the teachings of Islam, that when the last proof and the last Hujjah of Allah leaves and there is no more Hujjah upon the earth, that is the day of judgment, that is the day of Qiyamah, that is the day when, time and existence in this physical realm ends. And of course, after that is the Day of Judgment. So it is this Imam who is also the safety and the security for the people on the earth. Yes, it seems like the earth and the world and in general is in a very bad place, and it is in a very bad place. But of course, there is this ray of hope that is shining bright. There is this resistance against the evil powers of the world. There are these fighters that are fighting against the evil powers of the world. And of course, the metaphysical or the metaphorical, hand of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is in all of these aspects and all of these dimensions where the forces of good are pushing back against the forces of evil. And so most definitely Imam al-Mahdi is guiding this resistance against evil, and he is most definitely a security for the people on the earth. If he wasn't there, the situation would be much, much more worse. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
To discuss the signs and then talk about what are the reasons why individuals might reject the coming of the Imam. Now this global war, when it obviously ends and the enemy is defeated, it will anger those who are left in the West or amongst the quote-unquote Romans, who we are told in the riwayat now would be largely the Christians. A lot of the Christian groups even today who you find are very supportive of Israel, despite of the injustices that the state of Israel might be committing, you will find that their support is largely due to this biblical understanding that the Jews are the chosen people of God or the children of Israel. That is where they take that idea from. And the Quran talks of the Jews of having been chosen at one point by God. So we're then told in Ahadith, after this group of Westerners and Jews are defeated, this will anger a Christian group in the West, and they will start declaring a war against the Imam. Before the Muslims get into a war with the Christians, another major sign will appear, and this will be the descent of Nabi Isa, or Jesus, peace be upon him. Now this will be a sign that the Muslims have been waiting for, and the books of Ahadith are replete with this, that this is a major, major sign and a great indication and proof of the Mahdi as well, that Nabi Isa alayhi salam returns and is a great support for the Imam, because he speaks in support of the Imam and he also becomes a mediator between the Christian groups and the Muslims. So we are told now that Jesus, peace be upon him, or Nabi Isa alayhi salam, negotiates with the Christian groups. He convinces them of his identity, and through that discussion, a 7-year treaty is then signed between the Muslims and this group of Christians. However, we are told at the end of the 7 years, and according to some narrations, within 2 years, this group from the West violates this treaty, and they raise an army against the Mahdi alayhi salam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.